He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
So how are you? Where are you? What you doing? How's it going?
Well, I'm in the cold of Vernon, but it's not so cold. And looking forward to the holiday season. Lots of parties going on, which means lots of food, lots of wine, watered-down wine, mind you. Just a really nice time of the year. Everybody's getting together and celebrating. It's wonderful. But where I am, people, what they do is they get the ukulele out, they get the drums out, there's dancing. So there's really a lot of fun party, not just sitting around. It's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying myself.
You mentioned food, so what's cooking?
What's cooking is holiday curried Waldorf salad. Now, I've talked about this salad before. However, seeing it's the right time of the year to bring it on again. The holiday curried Waldorf salad is a really perfect salad for this time of the year. The colors of red and green, and those are Christmas colors. It's refreshing, crunchy, sweet, and spicy, and it's filled with hydrating ingredients. What I do is I put the salad in a rectangular-shaped bowl or plate, and I place it in the center of the table as a decoration. And it looks, you know, so it's not just only good tasting and good for you, it also looks nice. And I have to say that most of the holiday dinners that I have attended in my life, they weren't raw, but they were cooked, highly acidic, and mushy. Now, I did not say that these meals weren't absolutely delicious, did I? But this salad will add a really nice, refreshing raw food aspect and also adds a nice crunch to the meal. And bonus, you'll end up with less acid reflux. Don't you feel that? I mean, I think those mashed potatoes and gravy and the dressing, which I go for, you got to admit, that does cause a little acid reflux in me.
Yeah, well, when you cook food, it acidifies. And you're right, when you have a holiday big feast, I very seldom see a green salad, and there is a lot of carbs and a lot of gravy and a lot of fat. Fat's not so bad, but if people would just learn about carbohydrate management, it's very difficult, though, because we tend to crave them, and we're driven by our visual pleasure sensation. We look at all these wonderful things that are on the table, and then, of course, you know, we end up complaining and drinking more and eating more sweets and all that. So, but people justify it. They do it anyway.
Oh, well, you know, it's just you're in the mood, right? It's in the environment. And the food always looks so good, and you've got the colors, and you've got the music and the lights. And, you know, even if you don't have sit down to a big meal, you're picking because there's a lot of smorgasbords and buffets and potlucks. Anyway, this particular salad has walnuts in it. Now, if you are allergic to walnuts or nuts and seeds, then perhaps don't put anything in it. Or you could use a hazelnut or a pine nut. You can put whatever type of nut that you like. Walnuts have a high concentration of omega-3s. You can get about 90% of your daily value with these essential fats, which also help with cardiovascular protection. They promote better cognitive function, anti-inflammatory. There is a component, antioxidant, called ellagic acid. Now, this supports the immune system and appears to have anti-cancer properties, so eat those walnuts if you can. A quarter cup of fresh walnuts is approximately 163 calories, and they also contain manganese, copper, and tryptophan. So the walnuts are good. Eat a handful every day if you can. You know?
Yes, and one of my favorites that I'm getting away from is unsalted roasted peanuts. I like the skins, and there are some things there, but they're very acidic, where the walnut is still acidic, not as much, but it's raw. You can eat the walnuts raw. You don't have to roast them and cook them. And I like to crack them out of the shell. And of course, at this time of year, they come out. You see the raw almonds and the raw walnuts and hazelnuts. And people tend to eat what's going around or what's presented, and then they pull them away. You don't see them again until Christmas time. But I like to eat them year-round because a hunting-gathering diet is about nuts and seeds as well as the fresh game and the greens and the vegetables and fruits.
Well, we always have a plate of, like over the holiday season where you have the nuts all the time. and they make a heck of a mess, but nonetheless, when you put them on the table and you have nutcrackers and you have a place to put the shells, people go for it. They love it. They love to have a sip of their cocktail and crack the nuts, and they actually work for their food, right?
Absolutely. They're very satisfying, high in fat, but they're healthy fats. And I guess the key with nuts and seeds is to try and eat them raw and unsalted and fresh.
Right. So anyway, this curried Waldorf salad, it serves approximately 6 people as a side dish. You can leave in the fridge for up to 2 days, and it's quite nice if you seal it correctly. So the recipe for the curried Waldorf salad serves about 6 people. However, I think I should always make more because I end up never having leftovers on this one. So what I do is I have 2 cups of diced, unpeeled, one of each, red and green apples, 2 cups of chopped celery, 1/2 cup of walnuts or any of your favorite nut that you like, 2 heaping tablespoons of plain yogurt, 2 teaspoons of unpasteurized honey, 1 teaspoon of curry powder or more, and juice from 1 freshly squeezed orange. Now, what you want to do is you squeeze the freshly squeezed orange juice, and when you're cutting up the apples, you add it to the orange juice to keep them from going brown. Once you've cut up all the apples, what you want to do is drain the juice from the apples. Then you want to chop up the celery and add the walnuts. Now, in another small bowl, what you want to do is you want to mix together the yogurt, the honey, and the orange juice. Whisk it together so it's nice and smooth. Then start adding the curry just to see how it tastes. And if you want to add a little more honey or a little more curry, that's great. Then you mix it all together, all the vegetables and the apples, mix it together and let it sit in the refrigerator for a couple of hours just to set in those beautiful flavors, and then away you go.
One of the things that I like about this salad is that it keeps well in a container so that a day or two later it still tastes really fresh and good.
Yes. What I would do if there is leftovers is drain the juice of the leftovers and then put it into a sealed container, and then it will stay so it doesn't get too mushy. But no, it's about 2 days, I'd say. But yeah, it's just so refreshing. It's lovely.
Curry is wonderful, and that brings in more of a different kind of sensation. The curried Waldorf salad, now the curry, that's not part of a conventional Waldorf salad, is it?
No, the traditional Waldorf salad from the Waldorf Hotel in New York was just apples and celery and mayonnaise. And then over the years, people add a little bit of this and add a little bit of that. But this is my healthy version of it instead of using mayonnaise, right? But it's refreshing. It's very hydrating, and it's crunchy with the walnut. And then you get that nice aftertaste of the curry. So it's really very pleasant. Everybody,
it really
every time
is.
I've made it.
Yeah,
everybody likes it. And then I've told other people to make it for their holiday dinner, and I tell you, they all email me back and say it was a hit. Everybody loved it. So try making that.
And curry is a mix of different spices, and they've got lots of antioxidants, and it would be an anti-inflammatory salad combined with that massive hit. That whole salad combined, I think, would help reduce inflammation, not promote it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Then you can eat more mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah, right. Good stuff. Excellent. Okay, so everybody out there, try that one out. And the recipe is always available online at coreyhawley.com/articles. And just look for recipes by Tracy. Good stuff. Okay, so who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Dr. Kenneth Ned. Now, his motto is, happiness is the key to life. He's Dr. Happy. And I really think it was interesting about how he kind of felt his passion towards the happiness was the story about his mother receiving a telegram about her sister passing. Now, the message was written wrong, and how it changed his mother's emotional state when she heard that her favorite sister had passed away. However, the incident changed when she found out that the sister was passing through and coming to visit them. So in an instant, she changed. She became better. I guess she really fell ill when she found out her sister had passed. So it really is all in our head, isn't it?
Yeah, and that was his point, that your happiness or unhappiness is also in your head. It's not in your finger. It has nothing to do with anything else physically, although it affects everything else. And that was his point, too, that if you're not happy and you're feeling depressed, and for whatever reason, and there are many reasons, because these guys are stress experts, and stress, you know, whacks a lot of people in different ways. But when you're unhappy, the immune system is depressed, suppressed, modified in a very negative way. So you become susceptible to all kinds of pathologies that normally the body could deal with.
Yes, and Dr. Ned, interestingly enough, is the director of the International Stress Control Center. It should actually be the Happy Center. But what they do is they teach the power over stress, and they give you things that you can do in your body to change your emotional state. It's a transformation, a metamorphosis, outer actions to change the inner signals of the mind. He says that this center gives the patients exercises to reverse the effects of stress. It's just, it's amazing, isn't it? Because, I mean, stress is like a no-brainer. I mean, you're alive, you have stress, right? But how do you cope? It's a coping mechanism. And he says that, which is interesting, unhappiness comes from chasing happiness. Happiness is a choice, and you can't go out there looking for it, right?
Yes, that's what all the ancient philosophers all agree on, that one. It's elusive. It's not something you can hold in your hand. It's not like a unicorn. Well, maybe it is like a unicorn because there's no such thing. So if you spend your whole life looking for unicorns and then someone comes along and proves it to you that no such animal existed, that might alter your course. But I guess the idea is to pursue your objectives, focus on what makes you excited. What are you enthusiastic about? You know, maybe you're a server in a restaurant, but on the side you're an artist and you really enjoy it and that makes you feel really good. And ultimately, you want to make great paintings and travel around the world. But in the meantime, you've got to work as a server. And so to get you through that, your release, your happiness comes from doing what you truly love.
Well, he says that there's three things to enhance happiness or what happy people have in their lives. And he says, number one is passion. That's what you were talking about, having a passion for something that you do, whatever it may be. Activity. Active. Don't be a slug or a couch potato. Get out there and move. And also mastery of your emotion, being able to control yourself. Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes easier said than done, but you know, it is something that you have to work on. You have to exercise being happy, right? He says that the impact on patients is how happy you are can determine how long you live. So deciding to be happy will extend your life.
Yes, I asked him this question, how do you make someone happy who's not happy? And he says, make them laugh. And then he's, you know, he understands the neurochemistry. And so there are neurochemicals in the brain that are activated when you laugh. And so laughter is one of the ways that humanity has to help us through the hard times. And if we can find a way to laugh, you know, watching comedy, cracking a joke, being silly, playing with kids, having fun with your friends, dancing, get people laughing, and they sort of forget about their troubles, and there's a carryover effect, too. It carries over. It's not just in the moment, but the effects on the brain are longer than just in the moment. So to repeat that process is the key. It's like washing and bathing. You need to keep doing it on a daily basis. You just can't do it one time. So you need to find a way to have fun.
Well, I guess this is why the Comedy Channel is so popular. And they say that stand-up comedians usually talk about their own lives. They make, like, the stress part and something that really was traumatic, they make a joke out of it, and it is an easier way to cope. So the function, I think what he said, and you just already said this, was the function of the doctor is to amuse the patient, and he says that nature will do the healing. But you want to amuse your patients because they come in, and they're not feeling well, and their mind is, if they're so self-absorbed, but if they can kind of get out of themselves and see the humor, you know, that's a great doctor who can do that. And I guess the moral of the story is, Corey, whistle while you work.
Right, and we could add on to that. I've got all kinds of tunes. Well, I liked Dr. Ned because he's honest. Any doctor that says, I don't heal nobody, the drugs don't heal nobody, they heal themselves, nature heal themselves. He's humble, he's honest. He's real. He's authentic. If I lived in Vancouver, I would definitely connect with him and see him on a regular basis. And I bet you going to see him, he gets you laughing. He's real. He's a physician. He knows how the body works and he knows about medicine. But at the same time, he's apart from the conventional medical approach. This approach is, I don't think, generally appropriated by physicians. I know that I haven't connected with a lot of doctors who focus on trying to make you happy and amusing me.
Yes, exactly. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ned.
Absolutely. So what is your hot topic?
Well, I guess the hot topic is a happy new year. And in order to bring in a happy new year, make sure that you keep yourself really well over this holiday season. Even if you don't celebrate the Christmas, there still is a lot of activity going on at this time of the year. And I know for the Americans, they have their Thanksgiving, and it goes right into the Christmas season. So, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure to get plenty of sleep, because undersleeping, it can create a lot of havoc in your body. Keep yourself well hydrated, and I don't mean cocktails. Water. Still drink the water. And also take your vitamins. Stock up on that vitamin C and maybe a little more vitamin A. Get some fresh juices in there. And try not to overeat. Just try to keep yourself well, because what happens usually after Halloween and after New Year's, people get sick. It's because they've overeaten and they've just not taken care of themselves. It's too high energy, like just really eating a lot of candy, way too much bread, buns, bagels, and pastas, and drinking too much. So just to really try to think about yourself and how you're coping, and don't cope with overdoing it, right? What do you say
yes,
about that?
Yes, and part of my idea also to keep myself stable is not to get too caught up in the whole cultural imposing of what's going on. In other words, don't get sucked in to everything that's going on, because it will be over. A lot of people end up in debt. A lot of people end up depressed. A lot of people hit heights and then they crash badly. And that's not sustainable. To be sustainable, recognize, like you study physics, biology, chemistry, you sort of get an idea about the earth turning and moving around the sun and how we measure time. And then you can see that a lot of this stuff is contrived. And of course, in other cultures around the world, in other countries, they don't do a lot of the stuff that we do. So keep it in perspective. Of course, have a fun time. It's difficult not to become part of it to some degree or be affected by it. But you don't have to go all the way, and you can still stay well. And that's great advice, Tracy, to everyone out there. Focus on health. Focus on wellness. Keep training. Keep eating clean. And at the end of the day, in the new year, you will feel wonderful and look great while everyone else is struggling with, you know, binging that they went through.
Well, I mean, for me, I don't go for all the dessert things, where I see a lot of people do. They really go for the desserts and the white breads and buns and all of that. If I were going to go for it, I just have my drink. I have my white wine, and that's what I go for. To me, because that's acidic enough, and that's my dessert. So I don't go for all that other stuff. But, you know, so just really take care of yourself, and I'm going to take care of myself too.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, that was great. Yes. Excellent hot topic, and to everybody out there, Happy New Year for 2015. Let's keep moving forward
and achieve
our goals. Yes, thanks for listening to SNU.
Thanks for listening on 2014. We've had some fantastic interviews, and we will keep them coming.
Yes. And so what is your final word?
My final word is by Bob Phillips. There are three stages of man. He believes in Santa Claus. He does not believe in Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus.